Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? We have a little delay here. We got a lot to cover. I know it's pretty hot out there. I got a few people that I want to get on the radio tonight. Been trying to get a couple things across. We have a lot of racing coming up. I know my calendar is pretty full. I'll just give you a couple list downs, what's going on, and a few of the ones that we normally go to. And if anybody is in the area for Virginia Beach on the 3rd, that'd be Larry Cheese, and they also be barbecuing and everything on the same day. It's going to be a lot of racing going on. I know Short Dog and the crew will be out there, the Mount Holly boys, the whole crew. I'm going to take a ride myself. We got nothing to do anyhow. I'm going out there to go check it out. Never been there. First time on that track, and I decided I've got nothing to do for the weekend. Might as well take a ride. So I want to bring my car and go have some fun. I know we got a lot of graduations going on. I know a couple of listeners out there right now, down here right now, that are listening. And I just want to say congratulations. Phil Gray and Austin, the whole crew that graduated. Guys did a great job. And kind of like miss you guys. I know a lot of you going away for college, so wish you the best of luck. And we're going to start moving along because I got a few other things I got to hit. I know my man Sammy will be definitely have be in the house with Billy G and the crew and G, 50 grand, the whole crew. That'll be at Island Dragway, July 11th. We decided, I'm actually helping out Sammy because he's always supportive. So, you know, anybody that support me, I don't mind supporting them. So I'm going to just tell you like it is. I will be cooking there that day. And like I said, whatever we have, all you can eat, and it's free. Not asking for a dollar from nobody. Sammy feels the same way also. You know, he's going to turn around. We also got lamb chops. We have 6 lamb legs that we'll have that day. We'll have a bunch of chicken, hot dogs. And you know how it is. If anybody thinks that they got to pay for something, it's not like that. It is taken care of. There's no problem at all. I will definitely be out there cooking. Sammy will be cooking. I'll be cooking. And a few others will be cooking. So that will be on the 11th. You know, it's like our backyard. That's the last track that we had. We used to have West Hampton. Now we have no more West Hampton. The nearest thing for us really is Island Dragway. The closest thing to us is Island Dragway, basically. There's a couple of races. I'm pretty sure that should be getting locked in. They've been talking about it. I don't know. Maybe they did lock it in. I know Sammy will get on here tonight, and he'll straighten that out, who's locked in and who's not locked in. Then also, after the 11th, I just let everybody know. I know I do support out west. We will be heading out to Indiana on July 18th. I know I have Phil's got a race locked in. He'll be racing Mons Delaney and Puerto Rican Pete. I have a race that day also. I'll be locked in with Big Drag, the one he goes up the week before, just so Big Drag don't break anything he says or anything happens. So that's good with me. There's a lot of races at that track. Last year it was 49 races locked in total last year. And 49 races got off. I mean, I'm sorry, it might have been more locked in. 49 races got off last year, and that's at 41, and that'll be on the 18th. That'll be Bruce Leroy, Big Sham, and Gunning Picks, and Little Tony. They put on a great show. That's Motor City Mafia. That's basically part of me also. I'm part of them. Great guys, you know, so they always show me a great time. I don't mind coming back to them. I have a great time. I know a few people out there that wanted to turn around and say a few things because a lot of times these guys are, I'm going to be flat out with it then. Because I know they've been asking me to say it, and I'm going to say it. If you don't have a guy or spoke to a guy, please do not put them on a flyer if you didn't speak to them. That's been going on, and then the first thing it looks like is they're the bad guy, like they didn't show up because, oh, they were supposed to be here, look what happened. Well, guess what? A lot of the promoters and I'm not going to even go to who. I'm not going to go and say who the person is. I'm going to keep the name off. We just want to just clear it up. Let's just not do that no more. That's not good. It's a bad policy. You cheat the fans. You cheat everybody else out of everything because they're thinking they're looking for these guys to come there, and then they're not there. And the first thing, oh, here they are, no show again. Well, first of all, they didn't even know anything about showing. So I just wanted to say just like that, false advertising, that's good. I remember one time I had something going on just recently, and they couldn't get their stuff together. And I waited until a week before just to make sure because I said, I'll give you a chance. To the last minute, I said, before I get on air, because I'm going to tell the people it's not happening in the race because I don't want nobody going out there saying, I said they're going to be there, then they don't. And they say, oh, we just came for that race or came to see that show. I'm not going to do it. So that's my policy right now. I'm going to keep it the way the guy's got the money locked in, the race is locked in. If you got the races locked in, I don't mind putting you on a flyer or saying something that you're racing. But as of anything else, I'm not going to put you out there and say you were there, supposed to be there, and you not even know anything about it. So that being said, I really don't want to get in too much heavy into that. If anybody else want to come out and say it, they can or say what happened, that's on them. But I kind of like don't, I'd rather just kind of like nip it in the bud. I would like to. I mean, but I like to not even put the names out on blast if you want to say it, you know. But I don't mind you telling them how you felt about that if you want. So we'll go on with that. Also, on August 8th, the West Coast will be in the house. Like Donye told me, he said he's looking for a few guys out here. Anybody fits the description. He said anything on 29s that sits like anything. I don't care who is out there on 29s that one night, whether it's Sniper, which and everybody said that he was scared of Sniper. He said he will do that too on 10 if he wants. He doesn't care. He said he will run a few other guys. He offered some races. If Legal Weapon, I know Legal Weapon, Tony Wright and him, supposed to be in the house. He said he don't care. He'll go to Tony Wright that day also on June 8th. The Candy Crusher, he will promise. He said he'll knock Candy Crusher head off too, he told me. Which and I know Candy Crusher is going to be there. Andy Maxwell Truck's going to be there. Rugrat will be there. So we have an all-star thing. Extreme will also be in the house that day with their truck. Not saying like I'm going to just tell you. Some people were saying like he was going to be at somewhere and he didn't even know anything about it. So just going to let everybody know that that's one of the guys that kind of like that's kind of bad when somebody call you up and they say, I thought you were supposed to be there or been there. No, if you didn't hear from his mouth, guess what? So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics though right quick because I want to let them go ahead and clear up certain things and so then we can keep moving on. I'm going to see. 336-2952, your mic's open.
This is Bay out of Extreme Motorsport, Long Island.
What's going on, Bay? How's everything?
Nothing much. Doing good. Outside is hot weather. Hey, want to clear up something right quick. Everybody tell us we had a locked-in race coming to JV's and them race. We never locked nobody in. We never locked nobody in. They telling us Grand Nasty. We was locked in with him. We know nothing about that. Me, Rico, None of us know nothing about that. They said, y'all running Grand National at JB's in the race. I said, who? I said, wait a minute. When did we lock in a race? I looked at Rick. Rick looked at me. He said, I didn't lock in the race. I said, I didn't lock in the race. And you know for yourself, Long Island, if me and Rick is the spokesman of our camp, if a race going to go down, we'll tell you and everybody else listening that we're going to lock in a race. And you know for a fact, if we lock in a race, we're going to run unless something happens. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, that we run Grand National and all that, we know nothing about. So they talk about we supposed to be on the card, on what card? Nobody told us that. They say they talked to Austin. Austin know nothing about locking in a race. So we got three people out of our camp don't even know nothing about locking in a race that is locked in. You understand what I'm saying?
Yourself. I just want to make sure, you know, long as I got everything clear so nobody don't be thinking, and then they say, oh, they didn't show up again, they didn't pay no deposit. Well, you guys ain't even know anything about the race. Just clear it up. Now, I just want to make sure people just don't be putting stuff down on flyers or saying certain things, because then you're cheating the fans, and then people don't want to come because of certain things like that, false advertising. So that's the only thing I just want to clear up.
There's one thing about it. Like when we spoke, they came to your show long ago, Rico got sick. We couldn't make the show. His health was more important than me making the show at the time. You understand? But you understood. Mm-hmm. You say, hey, man, take care of your brother. I know if he hadn't got sick, you would have came to the show.
Yeah,
you know?
He was in the hospital, so I already knew about
that. Yeah, he was in the hospital.
There ain't no way
that's
in the world.
That's the only reason why we didn't show up at your show.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell Austin to bring the truck out here and then his dad sitting in the hospital. No, I don't think so. So
that's right.
I got no problem with that. And if anybody had a problem
but
with that, I'd like
to.
If
we tell you, Long Island, we come into a spot, we coming.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see me
night. We
don't even have a motor in the vehicle.
No problem.
And I go to a truck. Hey, I work all night so we can be at the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, the guy.
Yeah, you
no
don't call us
either, so
2 or 3 o'clock in the
no
morning,
problem. And
me and Rico and them still at the shop working on the truck trying to make your show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate it. But I wouldn't worry about it. I just want we just cleared up, like that race that you guys are supposed to come to, and we were talking about the race and. The guy understood, and the good thing about it was he knew about Rico was in the hospital, too, so everybody was all good, you know. When you got a legitimate thing like that, you got no problem. You know, certain people will want back down. Don't get me wrong, we'll want the deposit, but they didn't want it. So I had no problem. That was clear. If it had to be a problem, I would have paid the deposit. That's how I felt about it. You know, so I ain't worried about that. That's good. But they hold on because I think I got somebody else. I think he might want to talk to you because I think they're trying to get y'all come up here. Let me see if it is him. 347. Let me see. Is it 5810?
What's
up, Joe? Sammy? What's going on, Sammy?
Not much, baby. How's everything?
Pretty good. We got the other guy on the side there, the partner of Rico, the Extreme. This is my man Ben Ladd.
What's up,
Sammy?
What's going on? How's everything, man? How's everything going?
I'm doing great.
So,
what you got going on?
Not much. I hope to see you July 11th.
He opened the
seat. Hey, what you got going on? What kind of race you got going on?
Now, that's the Grudge Fest in Island Drag where I was telling y'all about.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So if they get everything ready.
28.
Mm-hmm.
You got the 28 class, 28-275. Class $50 buy-in,
right?
And the $50 buy-in, I put another $50 on top, so it'll be $100. Win it, take all.
Okay.
So pretty much your $50 is making you $50 in the payout.
Okay.
Then we have 10 cars. That's $500 from the races, and I'm putting another $500. That's $1,000. That you're gonna get out, and there's an extra bonus from the sponsors. I'm not sure where it's going. It might be $200-$300 extra. So say 10 cars, it'll be $1,000 plus another $300 from the sponsors or $200. Not sure where I'm at yet, but it's gonna be pretty decent. Not bad at all. Then you have the 10-0 class that I have, 10-0, 1150. But as a clock's off, wind light turn on, you got to run the 10-0 as an 1150. So I'm going to try to do a stock block class, see if the stock block class works out. If I have enough balls, same thing, same concept.
On top of that, I'll be putting $100. On top of that, I'll put $100 on the race of the day, the grudge race of the day. So
okay,
they got
go.
The grudge race
there's
of the day. There's $100 there for that grudge race of the day.
Right.
We got lamb legs. How many? We got six of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna have six of them there. Six lamb legs. I'm gonna have chicken, fried fish, rice, mac and cheese, salad, a whole bunch of burgers, hot dogs, you name it, everything. It's gonna be like a little picnic there. Yes, sir.
Hey Sam, long as you don't have no casket like a Long Island Joe, you're all right.
Which
one?
Gonna be there.
It's gonna be there, Joe.
Hey, I'm cooking
the
lamb.
Oh, you ain't bring your casket, are you, Long Island?
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness.
We're gonna have to cook the lamb legs in that thing. Boy, that thing is amazing.
Hey, Sam,
is amazing.
Did Long Island tell you about we was in Fayetteville? I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning and I looked up, I seen him pulling a box through the pit. I said, Long Island done killed somebody.
Oh, the time when he won the pit contest. The pig cooking.
Yeah.
Well, this is what happened, Sammy. I pulled in about 4 o'clock in the track. They were sleeping there. Yeah, everybody was. It was dark. Everybody sleeping up in the track. I pull up there. Me and my son. I say about 2 minutes after four. So I had the box over there. Pulled the box out on the side. And I reached. My son and me reached in the back of the truck. In the cooler, got the pig out. And he seen it come out the plastic. I seen him peeping through the motorhome. He looking, trying to see what the hell we doing. And I was looking, you can see, he thought we was up to no good. And I was laughing because they didn't know I could see him because the lights from reflection was coming on his face.
Hey, Sam, I thought he done killed somebody, man. I ain't going to lie.
We pulled it out. We pulled it out of the bag. We pulled it out of the black bag, and I put it inside the box. When I pulled out the black box, you had to see his facial expression. It was so funny. I said, look at him looking. So Joe said, what are you going to do now? You put it in there. He said, I said, I'm going to roll it all the way around there. I'll walk it around there. You just take the truck around. So I started rolling.
Oh, shit.
Now I see him following me, looking at me. He looked like he was going to the field, you know, so I guess he figured I'm a bird. There's a casket in the ground over there. And then the next day
he had all screwed up, though.
About 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock the next day.
I don't think Joe has the heart to do that.
About 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, here he come over there. He said, hey, what's going on, Long Island? Good morning. What's going on?
Who you killed?
I was laughing. He said, what you got there? I guess now he think I must be burning the body or something, right?
Yeah, he left.
Oh, shit.
Ah, that joke had me crying. I was laughing my head off. When I showed him what it was, when I opened it up, he saw it. He said, oh, man, that's what he told me what he was thinking. I said, yeah, I thought you were thinking something crazy. That was crazy stuff.
Hey, Sammy, you wake up that time of morning and you see a man moving a box that time of morning. What do you think? he done knocked somebody off and he pulling them away before everybody wake up.
So that was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wasn't nobody up but him and his son. Everybody else sleep.
You know what happened, right, Sam? I'm going to tell you the truth what happened. The night before, we ran on Friday night, you know, when we did the fish fry and everything?
Yeah.
So we was out there racing. Everybody was racing that night, testing the cars out, everything on Friday night. So track was all good. We ran to about 12 o'clock, 12:30, right? We having a good time. So we started fish frying. We fish fried late. But we also drinking that apple pie and the banana and you know that
bullshit.
We drinking that. So I looked on the side over there.
Apple pie stuff is gonna make you hallucinate.
Well, let me just give you something so bad. This was so, everybody all of a sudden decided they called Lewis. I said, what the heck is going on with everybody? So everybody putting up $80
or
$100 for racing. So Bay turned around, reached in his pockets, and my son here, he'll race you. So they, everybody betting on the bet. They loading up the money. They done, now he done drank, Dada. I ain't gonna lie to you. They was drinking, and Bay was betting more money on his son. They said, man, they said, man, they were gonna take his money. He was gonna try to hand him money. Yeah, I bet. They said, no, the race over. He said, what the hell are you talking about? He looked back, his son was on the ground rolling. He took off when they, I guess the flag man had dropped his hands, and he took off and he slipped on a piece of plastic, a plastic garbage bag, and must have got tired.
Hey, Sam, he had too much clutch in it. See, he's supposed to roll some clutch out of it. He had too much clutch in it. And he tried to grab both steps from where he goes.
Man,
he slipped it on the start line.
He was all fucked up, right. Man. I couldn't believe that. I said, golly, boy, how much did that race go down for? How much did y'all race for on feet?
$100.
Okay. Yeah. That was funny as heck, man. You would have lost more than that if they didn't tell you the race
was over.
And
then the boys on the big end of the track said, man, Weenie won't take your money. Race over. I said, no, it ain't. I said, bet some more. They said, babe, the race is over. I said, ain't nobody seeing that. I looked at my son was coming down the hill. I said, what happened? Somebody done tripped him.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
You guys ain't right.
That was a fun night.
Hey.
I got to tell you something. On October 16th and 17th, me and Larry T will be doing the final finale in Fayetteville. And that's going to be on the 16th and 17th. We're also, because I know they cried last time about the pig. We're going to give Dexter them a chance to try to redeem themselves, but I'm not going to cook a pig. I'm going to cook lamb since they cry. And they're going to cook a pig. I'm going to have lamb. They're going
to
cook a pig.
They was voting on it, so you didn't have nothing to do with that.
Oh, no. I just want to give them a – I said, now I'm going to cook a lamb. I'm going to cook the lamb. They can cook a pig so they can't say they didn't lose. I mean, I hate that. Beat them like that.
But they're gonna lose to the lamb, right?
Yeah. So this is what the deal is now. They done turned around, and now they gonna find out. Now we gonna do fish fry on Friday night again.
Okay.
And we definitely gonna do it up. Also, now I'm gonna just let you know. One day in October, I didn't get to get the final date yet. But last year, I raised $4,000 for the Cancer Society. Remember March, the beginning of the year, when we first, on the first, March 21st?
Yeah.
At my race there, at the pig roast, I gave $4,000 to the Cancer Society out there. All right? I'll just let you know that right now. So I'm doing another one in October, a cancer walk, the whole bit. My thing is, a lot of people don't realize you will be affected somewhere down the road, whether it's a cousin, maybe you. It could be anybody. And 9 times out of 10, sometimes people don't have the insurance. And, you know, bills run up. And we actually give it, you know, whatever they need. We try to help out whatever they can do it with, whatever they do with the money with it, whether it be a hospice, whether it be Pampers or whatever they have to have. That's my whole goal. I don't want to see anybody go through something and not have and so, you know, so that's the reason why I started. And I'm going to tell you the God honest truth. My life changed around, and it changed out 8 years ago. And, you know, I end up getting a second chance. And I'm still, don't get me wrong, still got cancer, but, you know, I'm holding it down. And anybody can tell you something until you went through it yourself. So that's why I say I don't mind raising something. It's from the heart, whatever happens. You know, a lot of people don't realize how it affects you mentally. When I first got diagnosed, I couldn't look you in the eye. I couldn't sleep. You know, it was a lot of things mentally that was really messing with you. And the cancer support group that I go to when I made a phone call to, they basically helped me out of it. And that's like a non-profit organization. So you know what? They help me. I don't mind helping them. And that's what I'd say. I go from one end to another end. And there's a lot of people that, you know, are going through something right now and you don't realize it. And I'm actually going to take care of, I'm going to actually pick a person out. I hate to pick one out, but I'm going to give something towards somebody up north, because I do give the stuff down south. But I'm actually going to help somebody up north, too, that's going through a struggle right now. And then, you know, I'm just going to give them something, and that's it. And don't have to say the name. You know, if they want to say it, they can come out and they can say it. I have no problem.
I'm going to make the jungle, man.
And that's my whole thing right now. Is I'm going to do that. I want to give back again. Like I said, you can't always, you know, don't think that you always can stay on top. It's not going to happen. So you got to turn around and give something back. And that's one thing I like about Sammy. He does a show on the 11th. Nobody's giving him no money for the food. Nobody's doing anything. He's taking that out of his own pocket. That's what I like about Larry T. You know, he likes to give back. Now, that's my whole thing. If I can turn around and have Ralph on a hole and just turn around and have a good time, that's better for me. You know, racing will be better, everything. And you take it upon yourself. You can go to his shows if you want. And you just feel it out, and you can tell how you feel at home. Certain places just make you feel at home. You feel like, wow, I can't wait to go to another one or hang out, you know. That's one of those things. You ain't got to bring a car. You can just hang around with everybody else.
Yep.
That's what makes it feel good. And that's the thing about the one in September 11th. And, you know, I'm not sorry, September 11th, July 11th, that Sammy's throwing. You know, everybody hangs out. They have a good time, food, everything. Bull crap, you know what I mean? Go back home, laugh about it, you know, tell jokes about what happened. That's what's good about it. That's how I want to keep my shows, something that you always can turn around and have fun and say, man, that was good. We did this or did that. You know, and that's what you want.
Man, it's so, all like all one big happy racing family. That's what I think about.
That's it. That's it. You know,
just out there
I'm
going to
tell
fun.
You, I'm telling you right now, saying this is no lie. When I got diagnosed, I got sick. I had people call me from down south, man, everywhere, going crazy. Calling me up, man, if you need something. I had old, I call him Uncle Larry, right? He's from out west. Man, he didn't hear from me in a while because I wasn't really answering phone calls. I was kind of screwed up. But let me tell you, yes, they were sending him out here to come see me to make sure I'm okay first. And that's why I don't mind supporting those guys from out west. So when everybody said, why are you going out to Indiana? You know what? They were the family that looked out for me when I was out there and I was in bad shape. They turned around. They made sure everything was right. So how the heck am I going to do that? That's my thing. So I will give back, and I'm going to have a great time. I think everybody else is too. So I know Sammy. He knows what he's got to do. And I don't know if you got any races that day or not. Do you have any races locked in yet?
Not yet, but I'm trying. I am trying.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
I'm quite sure.
On the table. There's supposed to be two on the table, but not confirmed yet.
Okay.
And I know Jason's looking for a little action. Jason's looking for some action.
Okay.
For that day. What else? What else is there?
I'll tell you what, you can throw my son out there too. He'd be out there. He'd be game for doing a little something. You know, a little cookie monster.
We're
going
to try to have all four cars
before he goes. Okay.
And we'll see what happens. Hopefully, maybe tonight I get some action.
Okay. You got anybody you want in mind?
Simple step. Listen to this one, Joe.
Okay.
Small block, straight head. 28 on gas, stock suspension.
Okay.
Simple step.
That is simple.
Nothing big. And then exactly. I got a stock block on motor. Stock suspension, 28.
On motor.
Yep.
Well, we're going to find. We got to get something.
Small block.
on 28th.
Well, somebody's got to do something.
Yeah, there's something out there. And then we got the conventional head big block.
Okay.
The 69.
On juice?
All steel butt hood. All factory butt hood. You know? And then, you know, 50s Malibu hopefully will be there too. Whatever is there. And I know we got Richie Not So Broke from Small Block. He's bringing two cars for the 28-275 class. And what else is there? And I think Mount Racing is going to have his Camaro there for the 28 class. So far, there are three cars. And we're working from there. There's nothing else going. But we'll get it.
Oh, yeah. You know how it goes.
And,
everybody at the last minute going to be looking for some action all of a sudden. Watch.
Yeah, that's how it usually is. Usually the last minute at the track, somebody always, there's something there. Like last year's event, 10-0 class, one of the guys walked away with $900. You sponsored for $200 because we only had one class last year. And I put everybody's sponsorship on one thing, $900. So it was four cars. Two passes, he got $900.
They can't not better
bad,
than that.
Not a bad payday for him.
Yep, and you get to eat free. You know,
and you get to eat all day. Pretty much, I mean, the food lasted. The food was lasted pretty much since about, what, it started about, the food was ready about 11:30, 12 o'clock. And the food finished didn't even finish, and it was about 7 o'clock, 7:30. The food was still there, so everybody was just walking back and forth getting food.
We
had a lot of food that day.
I hope.
And I think this year I'm gonna have double the amount of food what I had last.
And this is Island Dragway. Is that Hackensack?
Yes.
New Jersey?
Hackettstown.
Okay.
80 West,
I will...
exit 19.
Okay. And it's called Island Dragway. Because I know a couple guys just texted me just a while ago from Maryland, and asked me where it is.
Like a little outlaw track.
Yeah.
We're
out there to have fun. It don't matter where we're at. You know?
And
that's
the
whole thing.
It's
some
a good
people
track.
Think you got to have
it's a good track.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my whole thing is everybody's out there to cut
track
up and have a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what I'm gunning for. Everybody have a good time.
All right.
And just hopefully it works out. Last year was a good turnout. Hopefully this year double up. We'll just keep racing. And then, like I told you, the September 12th one, I'm going to try to fill out for until 12 midnight. Try to get the permit for 12 midnight. For September 12th.
Okay.
If I can get that, it'll be nice.
It's
12 o'clock.
Even if you don't, it'll be cooler then. I know that's why we did the August race
so long.
I mean, everybody's wondering why we're doing it 1 o'clock. At nighttime, it's nice and cool, and it's great.
Yeah.
Like I said, everybody had a ball. Now, I'm going to tell you. I was down in Fayetteville 3 weeks ago, and at Buddy Blow's race, and we were down there, and my last pass of the night was at 1:30 at night.
Wow, nice.
Man, you talking about, I was like, and they had the new guy out there prepping the track that day. And, man, I was like, I couldn't believe I went down there at 1:30 at night. I felt like I was at a street race. To turn your lights on, I was like, yo, this is crazy. And nobody really wanted to go home. Nobody wanted to go home. Everybody was still having fun. Yeah, we were at Fayetteville.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah, it was
good.
You know what? That's what my whole thing was. And I know, like, I know, you know, my kids, he's graduating, so I know he's not going to be around this week. On the 4th of July. So, basically, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm taking me a ride. I'm told... I'm thinking to myself, I'm driving out of myself or whatever. Whoever comes, comes. But I'm going down, and I'm going to Colonial Beach, where I've never been before. And those guys, just like, you know, you meet them at the track. They're just like family. Come on down there. We're going to barbecue and everything. Hang out, hang out. You ain't got to go nowhere. So, you know what? I'm going on down. So,
shoot, my two daughters, I'm sorry, my two daughters, if I leave them home, they get mad at me. They love coming to the track.
I know what you mean.
It's a good feeling. It's just weird how my daughters, especially my four-year-old, she knows when I'm going to go racing. She knows I'm playing with the trailer, getting everything ready. She comes to me, Pa, I want to go track with you. I'll go track with you. So, yeah, okay. You're going. But sometimes I ditch her. The wife follows because she drives her nuts. So driving nuts home, and the wife has to follow and come. She gets her way.
Yeah,
you know?
Look, you got to enjoy it now, because I'll tell you right now, that's my last kid is, as of Thursday, his graduation day, so that's it.
He's out of the house? He's leaving you?
He's gone, dude. He's, if he at college, he's on his way, and, yeah, it's like, oh, boy, you don't see it no more. So, I mean, we went through a lot. I mean, we had, in the last few months, three or four months, you know, we were having great old time, like, you know, I actually took him upstate New York, and, you know, he's been, if anybody knows, he's been following him, he wrestled, it was just me, there was no coach, I ended up coaching him, and he took fourth in New York State, and now he turned around, and he's on the national team, he'll be wrestling in Florida on a national spot, so he's going to be around, he's going to be here and there, so he's going to kind of skip out on couple of the races, but I'll fly him in on a couple of them that he's going to get to. But I know he ain't going to miss Island Dragway, so he'll be there. He already said that's it. Island Dragway he'll be, and he'll definitely be in Indiana. So that's what goes on right now. Just, you know, it's one of those things. And I actually just recently, and it's funny how the Lord works in mysterious ways, I was actually looking at a house down in North Carolina and thinking about moving everything and doing what I got to do, because my job, they call it no light duty, so, you know, you can't do anything. So if you're anywhere half sick, you know, you got to be full duty or nothing. So
I got a 5-year, 10-year plan.
Oh, yeah?
5-year, 10-year plan, and I'm out of here.
I'm
moving down south.
I was going to tell you, I was ready to go, because I was just like, man, I was like, you hate to go, you don't want to go, and it was almost like forcing you to, but it just so happened the way things rolled around, and they said they just put the new policy in now, and we do have a little light duty, so that was even better, you know, because I really don't have all the age up yet, but hey, one day at a time, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's it, one day at a time.
A little bit. Yeah. You know, I said, well, I'll be down there on my own. I'll be racing. Look, I'll be calling up Austin and them, and Rico and them. Hey, Rico, y'all coming by? I said I was going to see the rest of the family every other month. I see them once a month or so. See them until I get straight. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Because I tell you, that's the reason why I do the cancer walk. I'm into it heavy.
This one's wicked.
Because I actually, the last time when I went down there, I actually dehydrated and everything. And you didn't realize some of the certain things that you got to do. And it is what it is. Now we know what we got to do. And, you know, thank God for I have medical insurance. And, you know, and I just give you a little rundown with certain people. They need to check in, because not all your insurances cover cancer. Make sure you, when you ask them, if you got to add on a little bit more money, do it, because it's worth it, because you don't want to get a bill, or you don't want to be turned around and they deny you at certain hospitals because you don't have that insurance. So you do want to add on. I mean, it's not that much to add on, but it's worth it. So I mean, you think you're saving yourself $25 a month or $50 a month, and it's not worth it. So I was just lucky that I turned around. And Sammy, I'm going to tell you, and this is the God on truth now, they'll tell you. My wife, everybody tell you, I was secretive about it, wasn't telling anybody about what's going on. I kept it to myself, and the insurance man messed me up. I took out a life insurance, and this knucklehead caused the house. I couldn't believe he did that. And, you know, it's supposed to be confidential. You got to make sure you tell him. I couldn't believe he told the whole story. Oh, well, he's got the – how the heck you telling my business, man? It's like I wanted to kill a guy. I was like, wow. I said, don't worry about it. Everything's taken care of. So that's the reason why I really like to turn around and make sure everybody knows. And if you can, I'm looking for people that day because I'm actually, even if you don't have a car, it don't matter for the cancer walk. I mean, it might be 2, might be 3 miles or whatever walk, you know. I'm going to put a tag on the back and I'm going to say, you raised that much money for me. I'm actually taking money out of my pocket to say who walked in that walk and hand it to them. That's what I really do. I mean, you go there, you'll see people, and you'll be like, wow, how fortunate you really are. You don't know how blessed you are. And so I really want to do that, and we raised, like I said, March gave in $4,000, so I'm looking to do a little bit more. I'm looking to help them out even more, and I'm actually going to help somebody up north. And if anybody's got somebody in the racing family that tells me something that they need to do to us, I don't mind helping out. I don't mind putting on one of the shows. If we have to turn around and do a 50-50 raffle to help out one of our races or whatever I need, just let me know. Because we're all game for that. Not to make money. The money goes to them. So if anybody's in need, please let us know. So, but also, I mean, you remember now, August 8th, what's going down over there? There's so many people that told me they're coming, and so many people looking for a run. Like I said, the Short Dog and Billy, we know they're gonna lock in just before that week of, I guess, right? More than likely. I think you were thinking about locking in that day too, right? Or are you gonna hold off? Yeah.
Yeah, now whatever comes along, I'm gonna hold off and see what's going on when the day comes.
Now, what happened with you and Mr. Jeff Rogers? Wasn't we talking about that race? Jeff was supposed to get back in touch with us, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to. He's waiting for some parts, so we'll see what's up with that. I'm trying to get him out there July 11th with his car.
Yeah, or he can run in the shootout. What the heck?
Yeah, something like that. Either way, we'll get something going. We have to get something going.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Jeff were talking about it since your MIR.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know, man. It seems like everybody's gung-ho right now. I mean, you got to say one thing. You got to say about these guys. They are jumping out there and they are racing. Racing Jason got his stuff together. And you cannot ask anything better than him. He's going out there and he's trying people. Kevin Hunt, what can you say about that guy? He came out strolling. He didn't back down. He's ready. He gave the man a second chance and went out there and did his thing. Instead of going home with one win, you know, you just say, okay, that's it. He went right back out there and he ran sniper. Well, how can you ask anything better than that? That's the difference between when you want to race. You can see these guys are out there, and they're doing it. Don't get me wrong. I know it's a little hot now, but you got to say they were out there. Don Eskew, they're back in action. And they're full. They're full right now. Like Bull said, he said, nobody's safe. That's what he said, Promont and nobody's safe. So anybody looking for some action? I mean, man, I seen a video. I don't know if you've seen it, but he called out George Williams and everybody. I mean, wow, he called out Mike Hill. He said, you can be on the agenda right now, too. I was like, wow. I was like, man, this guy, they're really hot to go to now. It's like it's almost changing around a full circle. So hopefully we'll see a lot of action coming up. I mean, I know Young Thang and Rodia, they didn't ever get their situated, you know. But I think down the road you might see something again. Andy Harris, I'm quite sure he'll be swinging out there with the truck now. So he's been messing around with the stock suspension truck, looking for action for many trucks on motor stock suspension. He's been dying to race. So there's a couple guys out there. Franco brothers, you got to give them credit. They're back on the scene. His brother's doing a good job. His car's looking good. Back half car, you know. So if anybody's got a back half car that's, that can run with the back half, there you go. I mean, he's not a chassis car, back half. So if anybody's looking for action, there's the Franco brothers. You know, I'm quite sure Ray Ray is going to be pulling in action real soon. Stefano, Wolfpack, you know, you got a lot of the guys out there. They jumped out there, and I know it got a little hot out there, and now they pulled off a little bit. But they all raced. So, if you got anything else to say, I know a lot of guys are on here, and if anybody who needs to come on here and they want to call somebody out now, they can feel free. Ain't no problem. Anybody, whatever they want to say, they got a chance. They got the mic is open. So if you want to come out there and say, you know, you calling somebody out, feel free. I know a couple guys. I thought your friend would be on here right now, Sammy. I guess he didn't hear you on.
Yeah, you just want to hear me on, right?
Yeah, I guess he didn't hear you. If he heard you,
maybe
he'd have got
What's
you.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
Oh, that's Bay, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's Bay. He was talking to somebody. That's what happened. Yeah, I hear his voice in the back. Yeah. No, we should have a real good time down there, and I think it's going to be good. You know? But like I said, if anybody's looking for it, they can, my number, I'm going to give my number out over the phone, 631-294-9294. Anybody that's interested in doing the walk, let me know. But I will be doing that cancel walk. I mean, I could use a couple of people if they want to walk and I just turn around for the walk, like maybe push the wheelchair behind or either walk, just walk beside them. And that's it.
Now, where's the walk? Where's the walk going to be?
That's in Fayetteville. That's right there by the track. They just walk maybe around the track a couple laps or around the other end. And that's it. You know, I was into that. I mean, even if you can't show, hey, there's no problem.
If I'm there, I'm walking. But if I'm not there, still you can count my money in. I'll get you some money to you, and I'm donating some money.
Okay, no problem. Thanks.
I'll put in a couple of $100 or whatever it is. I don't. We'll see how it goes.
I gotta count my people. I told the guys. I said, you know what? When you go out there and you see somebody like that, and you say, wow, and you say, man, how blessed you are. You don't realize it. You know, I mean, as bad as I was feeling down, I said the cancer support group showed me something that made me feel peppy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when I went down there, just like the last one at Fayetteville, everybody was like, well, you went down there? Yeah, you know what? You don't think I just went down to the race now. Just remember that. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not out to clear myself. So, you know, that's it. So a lot of people think, you know, you went to this race. Yeah, okay. It almost clears my head when I go down there and I see something like that. You make you feel better, you know, so I'm just okay right now. I'm pretty good. The racing does help me out a lot. Don't get me wrong. Clears your mind. You go out there, beat on the car, whatever, and nothing breaks, and you have a good time, and you're going back home and laugh about it. I mean, that's how I look at it. I'm trying to get Nappy Ron. He seemed like he's going to be able to roll with me. So I want to go right to his house and kidnap him. So I know Nappy's out there right now listening. So, Nappy, get ready. So, if I come to that house, just throw you on the passenger seat. I know you don't like my driving. You told me I ride too slow. Nappy's used to going 80 miles an hour. I don't like that. for the best I wanted. Well, I know a lot of people, it's kind of, it's a little hot out, and they were telling me, you know. So I'm going to give everybody a chance. If anybody, I'll open up any mic you want. Anybody want to say their last comments, because I'm going to close a little early tonight, because it is hot. And I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. I got this, so you don't hear so much background noise. I got the air conditioning, and I am sweating like crazy. So if anybody want to have anything to say, and or one of the shows they want to know where they got to go to, or need to know where it's at, I'll definitely open up the mic. And like I said, July 3rd, Colonial Beach, and that'll be in Virginia. Larry T's race. July 11th, it'll be Sammy. We'll be supporting Sammy down there. July 18th, if anybody wants to go, Indiana, at 41, Big Sham, Lil Tony, and Bruce Leroy's race. August 8th will be Buzz Creek. After dark, we'll be racing until 1 o'clock at night. And then, I mean, we're gonna really do some couple of other special little things. I'm not gonna let nothing out the bag yet. I'll wait. Let the other guys do their races first. We'll get out there and pass their races. After that, I'm gonna show you a little something different we're gonna do on August 8th. I got an idea. I kind of like don't want to say nothing yet because I don't want nobody taking everything of the idea here, but I'm going to be doing something a little different with some that day. It should be a good purse, and I'm planning on making it really a real, real barn burner, you can say. So these guys will definitely want to stay tuned for this one. Right after everything happens in July, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do for August. So, and if anybody got any ideas or want to come down there and help out with Sammy and support our own backyard here, let us know. It's just one of those things. You like to, I don't mind traveling. I like to get a little support every now and then, too. So I support my own backyard regardless. You know, sometimes, you know, you're right there. You don't realize what you got until you lose it. And the track was actually closed. Sammy helped them to get it back on their feet. So basically, we just want to keep something open. Some people say, oh, that ain't true. You know, the same thing happened at West Hampton. We had a track in our backyard. And now, oh, they'll never close. Okay. How many people up here crying? Man, I wish we had a track. We had a gold mine over. We had the thing right here. Yeah, we did. But we let it slip through our fingers. But we ain't going to let Island Dragway slip. We got to keep it in there. You know, there ain't too many other tracks that's really grudge-friendly. I'll be real about it. It's not like it used to be, especially up here. That's why we're always traveling, you know. So that's what you want to have a great time, and that's my whole thing. I want to have a real fun time, so we're going to change it around a little bit. So if we don't have anybody else coming on, I'm going to turn off the air. If you got anything to say, Sam, anymore, you're welcome. Your mic is open. Sammy?
Yeah, Jeff. There's not much, pretty much, else to say, but somebody will come out with a small block 28. I'm trying to get a race lock there.
Yeah, somebody's got to do something. Definitely. I'm quite sure I'm going to find something. Right after I turn the radio off, everybody's going to be calling me up, man. Hey, well, how's that car set again? Didn't you just listen to it? Well, you know how it goes. We'll be all right.
That's how it usually goes. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens.
I don't know.
Maybe you're right. Maybe nobody wants to race because it's the hot weather. Maybe everybody's busy today. Who knows?
There's a lot of people on the line, but nobody's like pushing the one button. I guess they're all sitting there waiting for somebody else to open up.
We got two races going on in Atco this weekend.
Oh yeah, who you got?
50 got locked in two races for this Sunday coming. On the 28th in Atco.
Who's he got?
He's winning a car from Mount Vernon.
Okay.
And then I think he's racing Junior Ralphie head up Lackle this Sunday.
I think I might got them on the phone now. I think I just hit the one button. Is this you, Junior?
That's right, Joe.
Oh shoot. Okay, how you doing out there, Junior? Good. So y'all doing it Sunday, huh?
What's going on, Junior?
Yo, what's going on, man?
So y'all got to run Sunday, huh?
28?
Yeah, we're going to get it over with Sunday, man.
Okay.
Sunday is on.
Wow.
Got to get it over with, man. You know, somebody going to win, somebody going to lose.
At the 8-mile, quarter mile, what are we doing?
We're going to the quarter.
Head up to the quarter.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet deals.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That ain't no thunder you hear either. That's that Nova running in his garage.
Oh, man. Crazy.
You
get rain down there yet? You get any rain down there yet?
Nah.
Yeah, I had to buy Phil a little truck, and man, I ain't seen him since. He gone.
Oh, shit. It's over. We all did it, Joe. You know that.
Yeah, I ain't seen him now. He gone now.
Come on. Yeah, we all
cruising.
Did it.
He cruising now. It's over.
Yeah.
I threw him the key. You know, I was going to wait till Thursday. I said, here's the key. Huh? What's this? I said, tomorrow I'll go put it on the road. Your mom go down and put the thing on the road for you.
Yeah.
Put it on, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Next time I might have put a tracking device on the truck, see where he at.
Yeah. Tracking tools.
Oh, man. I told him, don't be going on that beach. You know, it's an all-wheel drive, a little four-wheel drive. Don't be going on that beach, John. I ain't going out there pulling you off that beach.
Yeah,
I wish y'all could come. I wish y'all could make it, man, the third. I'm going down to Virginia, June.
What, the third?
Yep. I'm going down there. Yeah. I'm going to ride on down to the Colonial Beach. You ever been there?
Huh?
You ever been to Colonial Beach?
No, I never went there.
Nah, I ain't never been there either. I know Short Dog, all them barbecuing. The Mount Holly boys, all of them gonna be there. That's a heck of it. I'm going out there and gonna have a good old time.
Yeah, how's Short Dog doing, man? When you talk to him lately?
I talked to him. He was supposed to be on tonight. I thought he'd be on here. Let me check.
You know when I got a race, I come on. I usually don't say much till I get a race, you know.
Look, I'm gonna mess with him right now. Look, I'm gonna call him up right now. I'm gonna say, yep. June was just asking about you.
Yeah.
We like, cause I know he's doing all right now. So, I know he told me he was gonna come on. Yeah, we going out. I've never been there though. They said it's nice.
What? When you going out there this weekend to Akko?
No. I got to go to a graduation party on Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
Then after that, I probably can go because ain't nobody home anyhow. I'm by myself, so.
Yeah.
Ain't no problem. Yeah.
This should be a good race, though, man.
This
should be a good race.
Oh, yeah. Third and the fourth by myself. So I said, you know what? I'm going on down.
Do a little bad.
Look. Feel gone, eh? Shoot. Yeah, I guess like I have you. Once I get down there, I just park it.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some apple pie, I'm all right. What was that green one you had?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, that was sour apple.
Sour apple? I ain't get to try
it. Hey, Long Island, he won't give me
that. Huh, he ain't give you none?
No.
Huh?
You know he's selfish, man.
Yo. That's big.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm gonna make sure I get something before I go. Look, Bay, on my way down, I'll make sure I get some before I come there.
Yeah,
okay.
Make sure you see me, Joe.
Look, yeah. I mean, when you see me, I might be underneath the tree somewhere.
Hey,
like, what the hell? You ain't going home now. I ain't gotta go.
Yeah.
Ain't no need. Ain't no need.
Yeah.
So. That's gonna be a good weekend. Leave me a little. I got a mini vacation.
That's
all right. As long as it don't rain, I'll be happy. I'll be all right. So.
What
now, everybody
else for the Colonial Beach race?
July 3rd. They can go right to the 4th of July. Shoot. To that morning.
Yeah, I got off. My boy and my nephew's graduation party on the 4th, so I gotta stay around for that.
Okay.
I'll be at Island 2 on the 11th.
Yeah, you know we cooking lamb legs.
Yeah, I want some of that again. That shit was good as hell, man.
Yeah, he damn sure prepped it right, boy.
Yeah, he did.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That was definitely on the money. I gotta say, and matter of fact, on August 8th, also we will be doing the seafood challenge. So
seafood challenge.
Anybody that think they can cook some seafood, hey, $100 who cook the best seafood. So that's gonna be that day, August 8th. So just let everybody
know. I gotta see my boy Shaq doing that day. That boy make the best crabs on the East End, man.
Come on.
It looks like I'm taking home $100 again.
Oh, Junior, you heard him, right?
Huh?
You heard him, right? Sammy said it looks like he's going to be taking home $100 again. He going to have cookout on that seafood.
Nah, man, he ain't going to do it with that. I give him that lamb and shit, but he ain't fucking with that seafood.
Competition is nothing with him with that lamb. I ain't gonna lie about that.
he's gonna do a Walter Man now.
Uh oh.
But this time he's gonna try to see the fish swim when it's dead.
Nah,
my boy Shaq can do that.
I know Porky's doing it too. Porky's doing some octopus. You ever eat octopus?
Yeah. Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie to you. I was at his house one day and I thought he had a salad there and I messed around with eating octopus. They know what it was.
Let me tell you something, Joe. That fucking the Spanish dude cooked that shit one day. The Puerto Rican guy, right? I said, man, I ain't never eating no shit like that. Man, I swear, that shit could do shit to that bowl when I finish with it.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, man, I couldn't
never
believe
it, taste like good.
Nah, me
that
either.
But I think we got another mic just pop over. Let me just open up. Stay right on there, June. I got a 631 number, 4876, your mic open.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, it's Kenny Mack with the Dusty.
Hey, what's going on, Kenny? How's everything?
Everything's looking good. I'm planning on coming out the 11th if everything goes great.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to make the 12th.
Okay.
Just going to keep
an eye. Looking for anybody or no?
Right.
Uh-oh. Anybody special in particular you're looking to run?
I'm looking for my money back from 50 grand.
Nah, everybody wants 50. Holy shit. Everybody wants
50. I'm going to take a break.
You heard that one, right?
Huh? Yeah, I hear that.
You heard that one, right, Sammy?
Yeah, I heard that.
Somebody say you've been looking for me.
Uh-oh.
Junie said he was giving me the break, so I'm going to try that then.
What can I get? What can I get with my little small block?
Hey, Kenny, you heard Sammy?
Sammy who?
Bin Laden.
Yosemite Sam, the rabbit season.
Try that.
Well, you gotta take it. Cause I ain't giving up shit.
Nothing.
I ain't asking for nothing, man.
I hope you give you a break.
I ain't asking for nothing.
I can't get nothing. Can't kill nothing.
We're going to do last year. Yep. I heard the car. We're going to do the same race this year.
What race is that? Last year was last year. This is a new year. What we doing?
We're going to do it head up.
We is? How you coming?
Same way I came last year, with that Mopar motor.
I don't remember. Last year is a different
with
year.
With that 10-inch tire on.
Huh?
I didn't mean to come in the house one thing. I got to run to the shop.
I got a Mopar with a 10-inch tire. With a plate on it.
Conventional head?
Conventional head Mopar with a plate.
What a plate. All right, no problem. I'm sure we'll be able to work something out when that time comes.
Yeah.
You're still on short, dog.
I'm sure of that.
What's up, short dog? How you been, man?
I've been all right, Johnny. Taking it easy. One day at a time. Everything's looking good, though.
I hear you, man.
So, short dog, I'm coming down there on the 3rd.
Yeah.
I'm coming to Colonial Beach. And y'all barbecuing on the 4th, too?
Yep.
Okay.
We can leave straight from the track and come to my house.
Yeah, I ain't in no rush going home, so I'm good. I ain't in no rush. Ain't no rush for me that day. Yes. Golly. Well, 50.
Right, I'll get back on next week, all right?
What is that?
Okay, then.
Hey, Joe, I'll be back on next week. I'll give you more updates.
Okay, Kenny. All righty.
All right.
I'll see you there.
I'm looking
to take care, Kenny. Okay.
All right.
Hey, 50.
Yo.
You still on? Man, they were talking about they hope you heal up in time after Sunday.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. I'm just being reporting what they said. I'm just letting you know.
It's all right. Well, you know what? They're going to only put a wound on me that I put on them. But they got to remember one thing. They was wounded first, baby.
Okay.
They was wounded first. So if they beat me, I won't even feel bad. I won't even feel bad if they beat me. But all I can know one thing is I wounded them first. They was injured.
Mm.
You know? They was injured.
Okay.
I gotta give my own some credit for running guys like that. Look at the car they got compared to what I got. Look at this shit compared to what I got. You know, I don't cry and nothing. Let's go. That's all I say. Let's go. You can only do one or two things. What's the name of that song? Somebody gotta win. Somebody gotta lose.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've been like this all my life. I don't care about a big task. Let's go. Whoop me.
Well, I will do that.
And when you get to the track, take a look at my license plate. It's been back there. License plate been back there for about 15 years. You know what it's saying? Whoop ass. So that's what I'm coming to do.
I hear you.
That's what
I
my
hear
license
you.
That's what it says on the back of that goddamn car. Whoop ass. 100% whoop ass is what it says.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's get it on, brother.
What time y'all going to be in the lane?
I'm going to make you get the yellow and blue New York tag. And you
okay.
Know they got that ass whipped.
you know what they say? A set of lips to say anything.
Damn right. Sunday will be here soon enough.
I can't wait. I called you. You didn't call me.
You called me. Yep.
What did I tell you? If I called you, you didn't call me. I didn't sit back and wait for you to call me. I called you.
Did
I tell you something? That should tell you something right there. I care nothing about you. Nothing. Okay.
Yep. It's gonna be on.
What time y'all gonna be in the lane?
So you guys started some shit right now.
So what?
What time y'all gonna be in the lane?
Fish day, fish fry, everything.
You do whatever you want, whatever dish you can make.
And what else is going to be at Grit, Joe?
Oh, we're going to have, August 8th, that's going to be, you know, we got Andy Mack and all those guys, all the ones that came from Georgia coming.
Yeah.
The Grudge from Texas, Conventional Head, Nova Stock Suspension on Juice.
Mm.
He going to be there also. Extreme,
so gonna be at,
they're going to be all there. That's going to be at Buzz Creek.
Oh, okay. Oh, Buzz Creek. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you got any older people or something like that, or somebody needs to be sitting out in the air conditioner or whatever during the day, beginning of the day, don't forget, we got the studios all, we rented them all out, so you got no problem.
Okay.
They got to go up there. Let them sit back and relax. Let them enjoy this. So.
We need to get the driver
the
up there.
Thing. Oh, yeah. No problem. That ain't no problem.
He'll sit up here and relax. The old man, he's a senior citizen, the driver, so we need to keep him cool.
Shoot, Billy say, the more races he do, the younger he get. What are you talking about? that's his fountain of youth. You know, everybody found a fountain of youth doing something. You know? I mean, put it this way, when Billy retired, don't drive no more, that's when he's going to get old. That's what you do. Now, be real about it. Because you ever notice that sometimes you see a person, they say, oh, I'm retired. Once they don't do nothing no more, then they look like they get old quick.
Yeah.
I mean, just go deteriorate fast. I can't see Billy stop. Not at all.
Nah,
can't
he ain't got it.
Nah.
He said it already. The only way he's going to stop driving is if he can't see.
Well, we're going to make sure his eyes stay good.
Yep.
Got to get into contact, right?
No, I'm going to pull a young whippersnapper in front of him.
Oh.
I know he'll be able to see that.
Oh, man. Look, I remember years ago, I went to Piedmont. I did a burnout. And I looked on the wall. And I saw something. I said, what the heck? And the light done came down, and the green was in my face. I wasn't trying to move.
Well,
I was all messed up. I said, man, this is crazy out here. Oh, man, I fell in love with that truck rolling down there. That was nice. Yeah, man, shoot. Yeah,
hey,
it'd be
man,
that way sometimes.
Back in the days, me and you were supposed to do something. Whatever happened to that?
What, me and you?
Yeah.
You graduated when bigger. You went bigger and better. That's what happened.
Oh, that's what happened. I went bigger and better. Huh?
Yeah, you ain't on motor no more.
I ain't never been on motor. Never.
Well, I'm on motor. I'm on motor.
I'm
on motor.
How about that? I'm gonna offer you something on your show. You got the back tie and the brake. How about that?
If you take that juice off, I'll take it.
No. I'm giving you something because you want
better. I'll tell you what I do.
You can't resist this. I'll take my nitrous off. You give me the back tie and the brake. I got a nitrous car.
Wait, the small block going to get a big block to break?
You damn
right.
Something
wrong there.
You do it all the time. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Something wrong there.
You're too safe. Well, I don't feel too bad. At least I call you out on the show.
I'm going to tell her. How old are you, 50? How old are you, 50?
I'm young. I don't know no better.
No, how old are you?
I'm trying
just
to figure
me.
Out. I'm young.
No,
I don't
just
know
ask
no better.
How old are you?
It don't make a difference.
it is going to make a difference. I'm going to see. We're going to see how old you are. I think I'm older than you.
You probably is. How old are you?
54.
I'm 55.
You 55?
Yep.
Okay. So we even.
He's not 50 grand no more. He's 55 grand.
Okay. So on the 11th when we at the track, Junior can be the flag man. Me and you gonna run for $200 on feet.
For how much on feet?
200.
How much?
200. I'm gonna try you on feet.
Okay. For how much is that?
200.
Make it 1,000.
ain't running for no 1,000. I'm old, man. I told you, senior citizen.
I'm older than you. I'm 55.
I'm on disability.
I tell you what. It's getting interesting. You said 200. How about I'll make it even better. Make it 250. And we can run on foot.
Oh,
quick.
No.
I love that.
Golly.
That's right up my alley.
How far are we running?
Well, I'm going to give it $50 to the flagman. I'm going to give it $50 to the flagman and walk away with it.
You gonna be, look, I might as well run you at it. June, y'all, what time y'all going to run?
Me and you can run when we get there. Right in the, we can run in the heat. Me and you can run dead in the heat.
Yeah.
Much as I used to run from the police, anyone in hell, you can outrun me. Man, I'm from Brooklyn, bro. Much as I used to run from the police, you can't outrun me, man.
I get out of here. We're going to find this out now.
Okay,
I'm
gonna
be there. I'm gonna be there Sunday. I'm gonna be there Sunday 50. I know you like to walk around with them running shoes on.
Oh yeah.
Them driving shoes.
I don't never
on,
have them tied up, but I make sure they tied up Sunday. How about that?
Okay.
My sneakers ain't never tied, but I'll tie them up Sunday for you.
Okay.
You 200.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna come there.
Right.
I just gotta make sure. Listen. I'm just making sure with the party so I don't turn around and drink nothing the night before.
No, don't drink nothing. Just keep in mind, I got to run 50. Because I don't drink or smoke. So I know I'm going to be all right Sunday.
Oh, I don't smoke.
I don't drink
every
or smoke.
Every now and then I take a drink.
Okay.
And I take a drink.
Can I get the break? With a cigarette in my mouth?
No, you too light.
You got a carbon bottle body.
Hey, best for him.
I was about to run a guy foot for $1,000 when we was in Bud's Creek at that show. When you was there,
how much?
Them Lego lamps. $1,000.
You ran somebody on feet for $1,000 that day?
Well, we was there, but he punked out. Put the money up and everything. He got ready to run. He like I didn't bail out on him, because he would have lost that money. Huh?
Look, y'all messing up now. Now you begging me back out.
Don't back out.
Yo, you know what? I'm gonna tell you somebody. Listen to me.
I'll tell you for the 200.
Look, I'm gonna tell you somebody that you don't realize is pretty fast as Crunch.
What?
Crunch run on feet. Crunch run pretty damn good.
I beat Crunch in Englishtown a couple of years ago.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we ran in Englishtown a couple of years ago. When he had that little truck, he had a little S10 truck he used to race back in the days.
Yeah, the little burgundy one.
Right.
SQ, yeah. Okay. Damn. Do you respect this, Frizzy? I gotta put you back in the car.
Now you just made great runaway.
Oh shit!
Yeah, look.
Come on, Greg. We gotta run for a little 200. That was a few years ago. I did that. Let's do it now for the fucking 200.
Hell no!
I ain't even gonna run you for 250. I'll run you for the 200.
Look, you done messed up, didn't he? Man, oh man! Damn, 50. I ain't know it was like that. Man,
I can boogie, bro. I don't look like it, but I can boogie.
And he's a heavyweight too.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't know that, so I can get credit now. Damn.
So I tell you, I always walk with my sneakers untied, but I'll tie them up someday for you.
I make sure I have Gatorade for both of you then.
I don't drink Gatorade.
Yeah,
I drink water. I don't even want no Gatorade. I want water.
So nice ice cold water for you then.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Boy, they find out I'm out there running on feet again. They might want to kill me over here. What are you doing on feet? I'm just taking a jog. Oh, God. Well, I'm getting ready to close this show down right now. It's almost 8 o'clock. But if anybody else got anything to say, if not, I guess everybody will be at ACCO and watch a couple races that's going down. And then next will be, like I said, will be at July 11th, Island Dragway, July 3rd, Colonial Beach. Should be a good
Where's
one.
Colonial Beach at? What is that?
Colonial Beach is like right at the border of Maryland, like 20 minutes away from Buzz Creek. They're
okay.
Barbecuing all weekend, so I'm going out there. You know I'm going to taste their barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Crabs and everything else, they, you know how they do it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and hang on down there and hang out with them guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come back home with them. I guess early Monday morning.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question, though. How long you let them mega lambs cooked in that box?
How long?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even check it out. It wasn't that long, though.
Roughly. It wasn't that long. About 2 hours, 2.5 hours, though, no?
About that, maybe.
Did you ever turn them over, or no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
got to turn them over. I didn't have my gauge
time,
there
right?
That day. That's the reason why I wasn't really the way I wanted to. Most of the time I got my temperature gauge.
Yeah.
I got it now. I got me a new one. I got one for fall today.
Oh, yeah, temperature gauge for what?
Check the meat. Check the temperature of the meat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got one with a fork now. When you flip them,
okay.
I stick it in there. I tell you how much temperature in there.
So how much temperature is supposed to be in the meat?
About 150. I got a gauge. I'll show you everything. Why, you plan on doing something right away, or?
Hell yeah, I'm going to be doing something soon.
How soon you doing it? Okay, how soon before you doing it?
I don't know.
I got the temperature thing in here. I'll tell you exactly what it is when I get it. I'll tell you exactly what it's supposed to be at. The gauge tell you right off the bat. Yeah, you poke them in there, you tell the temperature. You tell if it's done or not.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it'll tell you right there.
I know one thing, that box, you go through a lot of coal. You go through a lot of bags of charcoal.
Yeah, that's the casket. That's the casket.
Yeah.
where's the cream at?
He might have left. He took over and set the casket. Yeah, a lot of people call it the casket. Some people from Maryland called it the casket, too.
Man,
what the heck you got?
Box, though.
Yeah, it is.
I put some chicken in there, some chicken parts. And I put a long aluminum pan and put that chicken in there. My man, that was the best chicken I ever had. And then as it cooked, I put my barbecue sauce on it and let it cook about another 20 minutes. That was the best chicken I ever had, my man.
Oh, yeah. It stays juice. Everything's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't want to tell him all, but I put a fish in there. So
I'm
ready. You'll see at Buzz Creek, we do a seafood battle.
You put fish in there, my man?
Yeah. Yes,
you wrap it in aluminum foil?
You ain't got to do it.
You wrap it in aluminum foil?
Nope.
No,
huh? You ain't got to do it.
Joe, I'm cooking my fish in your thing, and I'm winning the contest.
You going to try it, too?
I'm cooking my fish in there, and I guarantee I'm winning.
Look, everybody, that's what a lot of people do in a couple things. So, there ain't no problem.
Well, I might just have to go pick up a box this weekend.
Don't worry about it. We got plenty. I bought mine out in Jersey. Because you know what happened was over here and a couple other places, they didn't have that big. They had only like a fit like a 40 or 50-pound pig. I want something that could fit a 100-pound pig.
It'll tell you on the box how to cook the pig. It'll tell you that right on the box. Cause I got my box.
Oh,
I don't know what size my box is, but my box, it looks about the same size as yours.
Oh, it do?
Yeah. And I bought it from Restaurant Depot. You know what Restaurant Depot is at?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's
now, you got a grate inside yours?
Yeah.
You got a grate?
Yeah.
Okay. Then
what's the grate?
You're probably about the same then. You probably
what's
the
grate?
If you were to put a pig on it? You tie it down.
Yeah, I got those. I got two of those. It came with two of those. And it's got the hooks, to tie down.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Same way you tied them legs down, I got the same shit.
Well, I'm just now getting something else for it. They just got the accessory for it. With a charcoal on the top.
Yeah.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put the on top of it, you know, the they got a piece of grate that go across the charcoal. Now you can instead of just turning around and just using the heat for the box, now you can go and grill on the top too.
Right. You know, I tried to do that, but when I put my grate, it was just too close to the charcoal. It caught on fucking fire.
Oh, damn.
You know? But I was cooking some sausages, and that grease hit that shit. That bitch was in flames. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, I had to throw some water. It's funny, because I bought the same sausage by the roll, that whole box.
Uh-huh.
And I just took that whole box and just put the whole roll, that wrap. I put like two of them motherfuckers on the grill. Man, that grease started popping, and that motherfucker caught on fire. I said, oh, shit. You know, but you know how I wind up cooking them? I put them sausages inside an aluminum pan and stuck them on the grill. And they cook.
Okay.
Just that way. Yep, you ain't got to turn them or nothing. Those suckers cooked all the way through. They was good.
Get out of here.
Yep.
I ain't going to lie to you. I got so many crazy stuff over here I've been messing around with. I've been because I like messing around with the grill. And I wanted to do a deep fried turkey once. So I saw everybody else always got the grease, and, you know, it's such a pain with the grease. So I bought one of those greaseless. You ever see the greaseless
one? Yeah, I got one of them, too, an oilless turkey fry. I fry turkey every year. That's going to be good to the bone. I got one of them.
Man,
I paid $100 for it.
Yeah, the fat goes down to the bottom.
Yeah, it's got
it
that little
catches at the
bottom.
Yeah. Man, I tried that thing. I had stuffed that turkey head, that joker, right? Man, that turkey was just a nice and tender and soft. Matter of fact, that's a good idea now in November. Might as well go ahead and do the turkey thing out there. One of the tracks. Might as well heck with it.
And the box, you think you cook a turkey in the box?
You can cook anything in that box. Anything in that fucking box.
No doubt.
I don't try to cook a turkey in that box.
When?
Shit, when we could do it. Maybe
bring
September
one Sunday. Bring one Sunday. I bring the box. Bring a fucking turkey. I put that bitch right in there and let it cook.
Yeah. That ain't no problem.
Hey, you know what?
What?
The next event on Ireland.
Okay.
You know what? September 12th. Maybe I'll bring like four turkeys and throw it in that bitch.
You mean September 11th, you mean?
July. There's two. There's July 11th and September 12th.
Oh, okay. I got the months mixed up.
September 12th, we could cook up some turkey.
Yeah. And that box don't take long to cook nothing. When that heat gets in that box, you can cook, bro.
Nah,
I can cook.
She stays
you
in
know,
there.
I think that box, wait, Joe, how about this? I got to listen to this one now. I think four turkeys could fit in that box.
Probably,
so
it depends on how big they are.
Yeah, it'll fit, definitely.
Because
we got those big three legs in there.
Stand up.
No problem.
So we'll put them on the we'll put them on the bottle.
Okay, on the bottle, right?
You know what?
Yeah, we can do that.
Two
boxes, no
problem. We could cook eight turkeys in there.
You know, they got this thing now that you can put in between. You put like a grate on top, and you can put one on top and bottom. I gotta see. I'll find out where I can get that at. If I can get that, that'd be really good. We'll be on the money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Them boxes are mean, boy. Them boxes is mean. Don't let nobody tell you different. Them boxes is mean. Whoever invented that box, it was a mastermind. I mean, back in the day, we used to cook a pig in the ground. And that's almost the same thing, just that it's in a box on top of the ground.
Well, you know, I cooked the pig in the ground right before. I did that, but you know what I did? I took the corn. After everything was all done, I took the corn. I pushed the coal all back. And I had corn, you know, the corn, the whole tusk and everything. And I throw it in the ground. And I covered it back up. 10 minutes later, I opened it back up, took the corn tusk out. Everybody said, what the hell you done did? Now you peel the corn down. You don't even need butter. You could not believe it.
Yeah.
It was that good. It was that good. I got to say. Nah,
shit.
We gotta definitely do it. I think that's a good idea. We're going to have to talk on the side. Y'all made me hungry now.
Yeah.
But, shoot. But well, I'm getting ready to close up here tonight. But I guess I'm gonna see y'all Sunday.
All right, my man, we'll be there.
All right, and everything should be a go. If anybody else got anything to say, I give a chance now. If not, I'm gonna call it a good night. Everybody, good night, and we'll see you there Sunday. All right, take care, you guys.
Good night, fellas.
Okay.
Good night.
All right, good night now.